With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. The city of Savannah closed 2017 with a $10 million budget surplus. City manager Rob Hernandez tells the Savannah Morning News that's thanks in part to a hiring freeze, as well as more revenue coming in than expected. The city is planning to spend $2 million of the surplus on completing the new Cultural Arts Center. Funding will also go toward performance-based pay increases for employees and security upgrades following the recent malware attack. An audit of the Glynn County Superior Court Clerk's Office finds that almost $1.2 million went missing between 2008 and 2014. That's nearly twice as much as state forensic auditors originally estimated. The Brunswick News reports the new draft audit finds money was moved between a number of accounts without proper internal controls. Former court bookkeeper Larry Morton was arrested in November, accused of stealing $76,000 from the court. And the RBC Heritage Golf Tournament starts today on Hilton Head. World number one golfer Dustin Johnson is in the field. The Island Packet reports he'll play in the same group as fellow South Carolina native and defending champion Wesley Bryan. The winner will take home $1.2 million from a total purse of more than $6 million. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.